58 degrees on a fabulous Friday. We're starting the final hour of the Breakfast Club this morning. And we're starting it off with a bang. We got some of the cast members and director from Hendersonville Community Theater, the brand new production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf that opens tonight. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Very nice. That was nice and spirited. We've got Adam Adam Tanner here.
Well, not all of us have had gin in our
coffee. Exactly. And then you just heard Alex Bannerman and, of course, Jim Walker, the director. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? The question is going to be answered this weekend and next weekend, I'm assuming, correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
So somebody tell us a little bit. There's a lot of us out there who were familiar with the title, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? We know there was a movie. We may not have known very much about a play. Can you just give us a brief synopsis of sure. what we'll see on the stage, what the show is?
Yeah. The show is, as you mentioned, was a movie in the 1960s starring Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. And they are a somewhat wrapped up couple in their sad and pathetic lives almost.
Yeah.
And yet quite dramatic and fun at the same time. There is some humor in the show, of course. The play, of course, is somewhat longer than the movie. And we have to perform it in its original written state. It's a great deal of fun to do, but there's a lot of lines.
Well, it's an Edward Albee show.
Yes.
You know, you're going to want to do an Edward Albee show. You want to say every word that he wrote. He wrote them for a reason.
Absolutely, and as close as possible, too.
Yeah.
Which can be a challenge sometimes because George rambles sometimes, and it drives me a little bit crazy until I realize, you know what? I talk the same way George does.
So. I'm closer to this character than I thought I was.
That's right.
So let me ask you that, Alex. As you're playing this character, have you learned anything about yourself? As you say, I'm a little bit about this character. Is that a new thing for you?
No, actually, that was something. This is the second time I've played this role.
This was
my bucket list role, the top of my bucket list, in fact, number one.
Wow.
And I did it 8 years ago, and I thought, you know, it's an actor is really fortunate to get to play the role to begin with because it's not done that often.
Right.
Because it's one of those plays that...
Yeah.
That just does require a lot of work. So to get to do it twice in your lifetime and 8 years apart was for me an actor's dream.
And there truly is something about coming back and revisiting a character, and especially after you get a little older and you just get a little more seasoning.
Absolutely, and two different directors, which makes it interesting too, because you know you remember a few of the lines, but not a whole lot of them.
Right.
And having two different directors gets two different perspectives.
Yeah.
And that made it a great deal of fun. It's made it really great fun.
Fantastic, Adam Tanner, you're in the show as well. What's your character? Tell us a little bit about your character.
Well, I'm Nick. I play a character called Nick. He's new to the college, and he's just now meeting, well, not just now, he'd met at a party briefly that's off stage. He'd met Martha and George at a party with his wife Honey, played by Carrie Kimsey, right?
That's right.
And that went a lot smoother than it did off mic.
Yeah. Poor Carrie, if she only knew how much we had tried to figure out what is that whole name.
Right.
And it's a good thing she spells it with a C in the beginning, because the other two are K's in the end.
And so, Nick's just an ordinary Joe, I would imagine, who's new to a college, and he grows a friendship, or tries to grow a friendship,
and
you'll just have to see, I suppose. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we'll get to the specifics on this and tickets and all that and times in a moment. But Jim Walker, the director, have you ever directed this show before?
Actually, years ago, I played George.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So,
there we go.
Yeah, many, many years ago.
Typecasted.
So tell us a little bit about the concept in directing this show, and Hendersonville Community Theater as well, stepping up and doing a show that you don't see very often.
Well, that's part of, I think, our philosophy at HCT, especially on our second stage, is to bring shows that people don't often get that opportunity to see.
Yeah.
So concept-wise, it was a challenge because we're on our second stage, and I wanted a minimalist sort of set that turned out to be pretty...
It's pretty
detailed. Pretty maximum, yeah, more
pretty
than minimum.
Detailed.
And it's pretty detailed, it. But it's it was a challenge because I think the whole concept of being on a smaller stage.
Yeah.
It's, most people think of it as a main stage production.
Sure.
But it works. It works beautifully, and I wanted the emphasis on the language.
Yeah.
And I want people to see the faces of these people. Every movement, every gesture,
yeah,
and to stay with the story because it's a, well, you know, it's a good story,
right?
But you got to be with it every moment.
Yeah, yeah. So you got to
listen.
Definitely
a challenge.
You
got to
listen.
It's a classic piece of literature, and I can't imagine people wouldn't enjoy it. But it is definitely one of those you have to listen to.
And I would add, talking about the humor, it's the last night at our invited dress rehearsal, people said. There's much more humor than I thought about.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
It
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
yeah.
And that's a great point to make because a lot of people would think, who's afraid of Virginia Woolf? This is going to be a heavy,
it's heavy. No.
No. There's plenty of stuff you can find in it. And
exactly.
I'm glad to hear that you guys have found that.
Yeah.
Brian, Mr. Brian B2 Bird, let's talk a little bit about the specifics. And you've got some other news for the community theater.
Yes, there's a lot going on at your community theater. You can get tickets for this show right now by going online at hendersonvilletheater.org. You can also call the box office at 692-1082. If you do get the voicemail, it's all volunteer. Leave a message. They will call you back.
They will. They're very good about that.
There's only six shows, so this weekend and next weekend, so get your tickets now. Also, want to share some great news about your community theater. The Hendersonville Community Theater, through the work of the Community Foundation of Henderson County, has been awarded a grant that will allow every dollar that you donate up to $10,000 to be matched. So this is a great opportunity to double your contribution to Hendersonville Community Theater, nonprofit theater, all volunteer, right here, bringing you quality productions like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? If you want to learn more about donating, visit hendersonvilletheater.org.
That's fantastic. That's great news, Brian. Thanks for sharing that. Guys, thank you for being here. Adam Tanner, Alex Bannerman, and Jim Walker. And again, your other two cast members in the show are?
Carrie Kimsey. And Jessica.
And Jessica Ferris.
Ferris, yeah.
Fantastic. Guys, break a leg tonight.
Thanks for
Have a great opening with Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. We look forward to hearing more about how it went, and we look forward to seeing it. All right?
Thank
and look forward
you.
To a great run.
Yeah,
Once again, folks, get your tickets to Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf at Hendersonville Community Theater. Call them at 692-1082. That's 692-1082. You got shows this weekend and shows next weekend. Hendersonville Community Theater, 692-1082.